Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
I'm fucking dead.
You're talking about getting soft.
You mean flaccid?
Hey, you took it there. We were just talking about, you know, people always say about get hard. What about getting soft, you know?
I can't.
Well, it's better than getting blue.
Jesus.
Damn right.
Stop. You bullshit. Oh my God.
No one wants to be a smurf.
So we got a couple of topics tonight for us, for you listeners. I mean, you know, time is weird, flexible, you know, malleable, if you will.
Malleable is a big word.
Yes, it is. Are you surprised?
No.
Yeah, okay.
You're still using big words. Doesn't mean you know what they mean.
So a little bit of what we're going to talk about today or whenever you're listening to this. We got our, which is better, as usual, game of week.
Connor's better.
No.
No.
The
Connor,
Batman movie.
Wait. Connor can be better if Sarah can be prettier.
I'll accept that I ain't pretty.
Okay, cool.
I'm pretty well, ugly. No,
we Gucci.
I got the best voice, so
yeah, you have
I'm
the
down.
Best voice for radio.
Sarah, you got the face for radio.
That's why it's pretty boy, Chris. Come on.
Yeah.
The Batman movie and Pogo Fest this year, which I am so excited for.
Yo, last year was so fun. I am not going to miss a day of the weekend this year.
No, hell no.
Because you missed it last year.
I did, yeah.
We missed so much.
We'll talk about it when we get to it.
Yes, and things you can do to optimize your gaming experience for Pokemon Go if you play Pokemon Go.
Pogo.
Yay.
Pogo.
All right, Connor.
Me go.
Which is better?
Me, myself, and I?
I'm going to go with myself.
Okay.
Me.
I'll go with I. All right. We got, for the first round, we got Necess. N-E-C-E-S-S-E.
Yeah, Necess. I think so.
What? Dreadhunger.
What, Andy? What the could you ever want, huh? Just say fuck.
No, I know. I just did it on purpose. You think I'm afraid to swear? I say fuck all the time.
I know.
Yeah, so that's...
I'm pointing out
Necess
you guys...
or dread hunger. I will speak louder for you. Is this good?
Just get closer to the mic. Bring
dude, how close do you want me to? I literally hate because I'm hunched over.
Bring the mic to your face.
I couldn't keep a straight face. I couldn't keep a straight face. I was doing it on purpose, smacking myself in the face, but I couldn't keep a straight face after.
We talked about this last time. If you want it any closer, I'm going to be eating the mic. I'm going to have it in my mouth.
Just kidding.
That is good. You have it down here sometimes, that's all.
It's tough to see.
Necess or dread hunger? Necess or dread hunger, please? Cast your votes.
Do.
Thank you.
I'll go with Necess.
All right, let's start with Necess. Necess is a top-down sandbox action-adventure game in a procedurally generated world. Sorry, progress your character's gear and settlement through fighting, mining, exploring, crafting, trading, and more. And then we have Dreadhunger, a game of survival and betrayal. 8 explorers path their ship through the unforgiving Arctic. Among the crew, 2 traitors call on dark powers to undermine them.
Undermine them.
Yeah, I don't know why I added the extra letter in there. Changed out the D for T.
I personally think I fucked myself on this one yet again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay with the S.
Okay.
I'll stick with my guns just because I don't want to lose points if I do get it right.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Good logic.
Let me open these up because I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You started doing the copy and paste thing for the...
Yeah, I don't want to look at them. Smart. I try not... I don't remember because I was quickly doing these. Andy's the loser on that round. All right. I mean, technically, they're both great games, but just one is overwhelmingly positive. The other one's mixed reviews, but mostly positive. Cool. So either way, never mind. It was mixed reviews for this one.
It does matter.
One of the later ones.
It's still good.
Yeah, it's still good.
Not bad.
It looks really good. I mean, the game looks pretty fantastic.
Not crappy,
I mean,
too.
It's not crappy, too.
Oh, there we
the
go.
The shortest game that's in Dreadhunger. Existence.
So that's Dreadhunger.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah. It looks good.
I don't know what the problems are. I don't know if we want to look through the reviews, but...
Oh, is this where the rabbit gets it?
Like in... What's that game?
God of War?
Was it God of War? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
Where he catches the arrow?
Yeah, yeah. You see the rabbit, and there's a bunch of video of people like, oh, cute. Then the rabbit gets hit. They're like, whoa!
No!
Get shot with the arrow out of nowhere.
My favorite reaction you see on the memes all the time.
Yeah. He starts laughing after the bunny died. It was like the two sides of the, you know, evil. And then, you know,
there's this girl. She's like, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And then,
and then he comes on next. He's like,
yeah.
Chaotic evil.
It could be lawful evil. I mean, you still find it funny.
True. Yeah. 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 I guess. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
You can have negative 3 points.
-3.
All right. So for our next round, we have Icarus.
Ooh.
Or okay. Penguin is a pachinko?
Pachinko?
I think so. Peglin is a pachinko.
I'll go with Icarus.
Peglin?
You know what? I think it's just called Peglin. It's just called Peglin. I'm guessing the extended name is that.
The
in pachinko. Yeah, whatever. I'm guessing that might be the planet. But Peglin is the game. Sorry. Icarus or Peglin?
Icarus.
Depends. Do you want to get pegged or not?
Peglin.
Hey, Sarah, he's giving you a few hints, you know?
Yeah, I hear him. I hear him. Don't worry.
Hear you loud and clear,
too,
buddy.
Too
don't
bad
you
nobody
worry.
Nobody can see my face.
He's saying, yes, please.
He's drooling. No.
He's drooling.
The anime where nose is bleeding.
That means you're into it.
Are you cooler with the cold floor there, Jack?
Apparently he is. He's like loving it.
The cat.
Okay, you guys already picked, right?
Yeah,
you're going with Icarus.
Yeah.
So I'll go with Icarus. Sorry, I got pulled it up. Is a session-based PvE survival game for up to 8 co-op players or solo. Explore a savage alien wilderness in the aftermath of terraforming gone wrong. Survive long enough to mine exotic matter, then return to orbit to craft more advanced tech. Meet your deadline or be left behind forever. Oof.
Oh, so this is the space game where you space Minecraft.
The dwarves?
No.
Do you remember that game?
Yes.
Not Outer World.
It's called Icarus.
No, there's another game.
Do you mean No Man's Sky?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't know that's what you were looking for.
Yeah, I was looking for No Man's Sky.
Then we have Peglin. Peglin is a Pacino roguelike. Okay, I meant Pacino must be a Pachinko. Sorry, it must be Pachinko. A certain.
I'm gonna look
kind
it up
or something.
Keep
reading. All right, yeah. Do it up. All right.
It's got the little pegs, and then the ball falls down it.
No, that's Plinko.
Oh.
Whatever. So close.
Fight enemies by collecting special orbs and. popping pegs to deal damage. Acquire special relics that radically change the game. I'm sure no two runs are the same. Aim carefully to survive in this unique turn-based RPG.
I am down with that. That sounds like fun.
Okay.
So a pachinko is a type of
giveaway.
A type of mechanical game originating in Japan that is used as a form of recreational arcade game and much more frequently as a gambling device.
Yes.
Filling a niche in Japan.
I thought I heard the name before.
Yes, I know what it is.
I know exactly what it was.
Comparable to that of the slot machine in Western gambling. Low stakes, low strategy gambling.
Uncle Matt's got a few machines.
Okay.
And the balls, there's some of them are steel balls that go up, and it's like pinball almost. And the more balls you have, obviously, you know, the more you can spend, but you take those balls and you get your coins back.
Yeah, so it does look a little bit like Plinko, but like, you know how in Plinko it's got the pegs evenly spaced, sort of, right? And then like you're trying to get it to fall down a certain side into a certain slot. It's kind of like that, but the pegs are like artfully placed. And some of them are grouped like really tightly together. Sometimes they're in a design. Sometimes they're spread really far apart.
And then and instead of like dropping straight down from the top, like a pinball machine, it goes up and around. So it doesn't always hit the same peg. And then it'll bounce instead of just kind of like falling.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
Attack.
Jack.
Attack. He's hungry.
No, he's not. He's Jack.
Tee-hee.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. Don't chew on my work pants. First of all, you don't want to eat what's on there, and second of all, it's not gonna end well for you.
So which one is better?
Yeah, which one? Oh, did you stick with the Icarus?
I'm sticking with Icarus.
Switch.
I'm Stickerus
with Peglin.
Peglin.
Okay.
And he's our big loser tonight. Yeah.
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding. Icarus is the mixed one or the bad one. So.
Oh.
Was that tie? No.
Do we get another tiebreaker right now? Okay, hand me the tray.
Why couldn't it just be Andy?
But that last one sounded awesome.
The pachinko game?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you like went around to different worlds. I can move around somewhere.
And it looks like a pachinko board that they have as your map for the world.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the actual like fights, I'm guessing, and then that's how you deal damage, I'm guessing.
That is cool.
Where they gotta go. It's pretty nice. Upgrades, powers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of retro. I like it.
It is.
Icarus looks really cool though. All right. Too. I was actually a bit more fascinated with Icarus.
Okay, here
Ready?
We go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Shout out to the two crew. Oh,
God. I got a 6. I was a little
really?
Worried.
Did we all roll that low?
What'd you get?
I got a 10.
You're like smack dab in the middle. Yeah, 50-50 like,
oh,
shot.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Sarah got the bag again, I think.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wait. No, you got the bag last
time. I think I had the last time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we rolled off and I lost.
You've been relieved
Throw
of bag of shame
there.
Duty.
Yes.
Throw that you guys didn't even torment me with it much.
No, not really.
I don't think at all.
No.
No, I think I had the bag of shame last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, shut up, bag. Yelled at now me. You get to keep it.
Are you still keeping track?
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
Well, you got some
It got very
do.
Confusing after we had everyone. I was trying to tally up all the scores, and then
it got messy.
Yeah, and then I think I gave up on it.
Well, we'll have to do that again sometime.
I mean, I could technically go back through all the episodes and just get them from that. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have at least the last ones dated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yep. Haven't done it since we got to 2022.
Oh, good. So, Christmas break, really.
Yeah. The last one was November 7th.
Oh wow!
Oh my God!
Yeah, wow.
Sarah was in the lead at the moment. Wins.
Whoop whoop.
I don't know. She just got two losses, so.
You're last now.
Two is all it took. That's really sad.
Yep. Well, technically, the scores don't go based off the rolls.
No, it goes off points.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So the rolls don't really matter if you technically end up with the bag of shame. It just matters the scores throughout.
Mm-hmm. So. Fair. Fair, fair, fair.
So.
Yes.
What's our game of the week, my dude?
Oh, I don't know.
It's you were just telling me about it. It was so cool. Okay.
Which is kind of funny because the other game we just talked about, Necess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It actually is very similar to Core Keeper, which is the game of the week.
Oh.
Have you heard it at all?
I think I've heard it mentioned, but I have not gotten to play it, obviously, because I don't have a life anymore.
You have a life.
What?
You have a wife and a
life. I have a wife.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I have a life.
What do you mean?
I keep him busy.
What happens when I'm not here?
How do you
don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
If you need help.
His whole face just twitched.
I don't think anybody taught you how to blink, did they? it's very cool. So my girlfriend and I were looking for a game. Kitty. Looking for a game to play, and we wanted something that was either RPG, survival, base building, something along those lines. Like, it could be RPG, it could be base building, whatever. And this game is all of it. It's RPG, survival, base building. It's very fun, very cool, and you can have up to 8 people play at once.
No shit.
Yeah, and it's just local host right off your computer or whatever. You just open it up, and it gives you a little key as soon as you start the world, and then you just give people the key, and they can jump right in. Or if they're your friends and you have the option open, then they can just right-click and join game. And it's only... Wait for it.
You wait
$13.
$13?
$13.
That's some good stuff.
This is like... This is as if Terraria and games like Don't Starve had a baby, and this is the game. And for people who loved Terraria, you're going to love this game as much as I do. It's still early access, so there's still plenty to come with it, plenty to come in the future. But for right now, it still has a good amount of stuff. I mean, I would say this has more content in it than some games that are worth $60 nowadays. And this is $13 and a boatload of fun.
Do you mean like Andy's favorite game?
Destiny?
Shut up.
What favorite game?
Destiny, but there was the other one that everybody loved at first because it ran so smoothly, and I'm blanking on the name. It's the one where you got the purple and white scheme for your suit, and you were a hunter.
Oh, you're talking about Anthem?
Yeah, that one.
Oh. I am still pissed that they did not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just loved Anthem. I loved everything it was going to be, and then they just never delivered.
Yeah.
It's very sad. And then they're going to revamp it, and then just, they kind of forget.
It wasn't right. Yeah, and then they did nothing with it.
Yeah. It just never came to fruition, and they just scrapped the project altogether, which was very upsetting.
Well, like, yes, there needed to be more content, honestly.
Oh, 100%. But I don't really blame... what's the original company that was making... I know it was technically EA, but who were the ones actually making it?
Origin?
Origin's EA's launcher.
Oh,
But there was a company, but they basically just told them, hey, you got to speed this up. We need this now. And they weren't ready for it. Granted, they did take a while, though, and it was definitely behind what they said it was going to be.
Yeah.
But they told them it wasn't ready, and EA pretty much, at least from what I know, pretty much just told them, hey, we got to get this out now anyway.
The original developers of Anthem were BioWare.
BioWare, yes.
Sorry, I'm trying to reinstall Steam. I totally forgot that. I never reinstalled it.
Oh, yay. Did you already do your factory reset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did the factory reset because he tried to do some fun stuff with the hard drive from his laptop in the computer. Yeah. and it uninstalled me from my what was it, my Windows subscription, or my, not Windows, help. It's like your help. It's the same as Xbox.
The Microsoft sort of. Store.
Microsoft, yeah, thank you. It uninstalled me from all my Microsoft stuff.
Which is Windows.
Yeah. And I had to log back into all of that, and it took forever. Emails upon emails upon emails, because I've logged in once, like I made the account, and then I just started
logging again.
Yeah, never had to worry about it, because I just play on this computer. That's it. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know any of my shit.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what email I used. I hope it's this one.
Luckily, I still use like the same emails since forever. I have a few of them, but I haven't made a new one since, I think, when I was playing RuneScape and I made a bunch of accounts.
Oh, RuneScape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I was talking about Core Keeper.
Yeah, yeah, Core Keeper.
so basically, you spawn at the core, and it's just like a big egg, more or less. And then it has these three statues that look like different monsters around it. And you have to defeat the monsters. They'll give you like a little idol crystal thing that said basically you defeated it. But you stuck those in the statues. And then they allow you to craft special items. Wow. And they usually will help you either defeat the next boss or around the world, whatever. Like one of them allows you to be able to craft the pieces that let you recall to the core. So you can go far out and then just be able to recall back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We did not know that we were technically supposed to build around the core, because then you're just kind of the recall totems to go back home. So we kept making bases like further out.
Yeah.
So that way we're like, okay, we need to go to here. So then we moved a base and made another one nicer or elsewhere. And we didn't know that's technically not what you do. Because anybody else that I've, anybody else that I've seen, they all have their bases just tucked around the core, just boxed around it. So that way they could teleport back and it's all right there.
And it's all right in one place.
Yeah. And it only has less monsters. It's only slimes around them.
Gotcha.
Where we are, we're in the like rocks, deep rocks, and there's like these shadow goblin dudes. We call them shadow goblins. They like the dark, but they just have glowing red eyes in the dark, and you can see them like walking around in the darkness.
Wow.
This game is very dark, like in the sense like your torch, like you only can see so far, and it's pitch black anywhere else. Yeah, so you have to keep.
I might not be downloading this then.
It's really fun. The combat takes a second to get used to, because I thought it was very difficult. But all you have to do is they get ready to hit you, like swing, and they'll like blink white for a second and then do their swing animation. All you have to do is just move when they're doing that.
Oh,
they're like locked. And they're like locked you. In that direction. You just move out of the way.
Yeah,
I'd still say the one that still kind of smacks me a bit is the troll. I think it's a troll anyway. He is just this bigger goblin with this giant freaking club, more or less.
Yeah.
And it does a splash damage. So
like
you have to back up a good distance. He swings fast.
You gotta book it.
Like he swings faster than the little guys and a lot more frequently. Like he bashes once and then I usually go in, closer to him to like get a swing or two. But I can't even go for two swings unless he's like close to dead. I'm going to kill him before he hits me. Because if I go for a second swing, I can't get out of there fast enough.
Right.
Before his club comes down and smacks me. And it, like right now I have like 220 something health. So as you play, you'll upgrade your vitality and it'll give you more health punch, which is nice.
Yeah.
And now that we defeated the third boss, there's something with souls. There's a mission where you have to go out into like the further area and it wants you to collect these souls and then come back and you'll be the core keeper after that or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm loving the game. There's automation stuff. So like there's these... nodes of different materials, copper, tin, steel, I think scarlet ore, I think is the last one. There's nodes for them, and eventually, like when you hit it, it would say this is too hard, you need a drill. And now we finally got the scarlet ore, which is what you need to make the drills. And then you can set up the drills and it'll just mine the ores,
mm-hmm.
which is very nice. And you can set up conveyor belts and you can automate them, and there's like cranes that will come down and pick up the ore and put it in a chest for you. It's a little annoying. You can't have just the conveyor belt go right in the chest. You have to use the crane.
You have to use a crane.
That's the only little annoyance, but it's just an extra step to make you spend more scarlet and more iron.
Yeah.
You mean like a hopper in fucking Minecraft?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Instead of just being able
the
to go right in the chest.
The train rolls by and all of a sudden it's in the chest. Yeah.
Yep. You can create minecart tracks to be able to travel faster because it's a large map. I have not met the edge yet. We thought there actually was an edge, but eventually when you get to the game and you defeat the third boss, that wall falls and then it expands the map even further.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so, like, we thought we were at the edge and then it would just expand. We're like, oh.
oops.
Have you played far enough in? Do you know, are there going to be more bosses?
I'm pretty sure there are some more bosses. I have no idea. I didn't want to look into what there was more.
You're
in the
just
game. I
playing
wanted
it
to,
the old-fashioned way.
Exactly. I wanted to kind of experience it
myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled up some videos to just find where the Scarlet Ore was because we were racking our brains. We didn't know we had to defeat the third boss and it was in the new area. We didn't know. We just thought we weren't looking in the right place or something. So
gotcha.
That's when I was looking at the videos and I saw people only gathering around the core and I'm like, oh, I guess it makes sense because now if we want to go back to our house, we have to walk there because there's no way to like teleport to it. Unless you die, then you can respawn on your bed. But
sure.
Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I do like that you don't, it drops your backpack, but you keep your toolbar when you die. So like you still have
whatever's
your tools.
In your hotbar.
Yeah, so you still have your tools, or if you have some food in there, you got food, blah, blah, blah. But just everything else in your backpack gets dropped, and then it creates a little headstone. You just go and smack it, and it'll pick up all your stuff.
Oh, there you go. Nice. That's cool.
So, I like that. We could do it. We could do it.
Do
I think I could squeeze it in here real quick. The Batman movie.
Oh, no, let's talk about Batman after break.
Then what?
I thought you were debating on whether or not to go to break, and I was like, yes, go to break.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I gotta pee.
Oh. That makes
then break
sense.
Time.
Then it's break time.
All right, guys, we're gonna go to the bathroom.
Not together.
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
Right after we told you we were going to the bathroom, and that's what they come back to.
It's very nice. Yeah.
Let them wonder.
So
you don't know what happened. No.
So the Batman movie.
The Batman.
Oh,
where to begin?
All you haters out there
at the Batman,
you can fuck off.
Honestly, this is one of my favorite Batman movies I have seen to date.
It was very, 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 very good.
And very gritty.
It was really gritty. The only I have one complaint, and it was his haircut. Like, that's all I got.
Sarah's complaint is his haircut. My complaint was the mask. There was a little gripe I had, but it also could be explained on, you know, this is a younger Batman. This is not a fully
broody.
Yeah, not a fully experienced Batman. It's not an origin story, thankfully. Oh my God, we don't need another fucking Batman origin story.
No.
Along with Spider-Man or whoever else. Okay. This is, you know, Batman's had at least a couple of years into it. The GCPD kind of trusts him in a way.
Are you going to be talking about any spoilers?
The Joker is already captured. So I guess that's kind of a spoiler because you don't figure that out until the end.
I just thought I'd give the listeners a fair warning.
Too late.
I'm not going to go much further into that.
That might be a big spoiler for some people.
For Bruce, like his alter ego, Bruce Wayne, if you will, he doesn't know how to use Bruce Wayne to his fullest advantage, I think. But like I said, it's a newer bat, you know. He's a younger Batman. He talks about being on the streets for 2 years during the night, you know. You get to see the Batmobile, and oh my God, it is my favorite.
It's very simplistic in comparison with like the Christian Bale Batmobile, for example, like where it does right. That's the one where it like will turn over on itself if the wheels don't turn. It like flips on another axle or whatever. But it was so impressive. Like simplistic, yes. Lacking, no.
No, definitely not.
No.
If you know the car, it's called the Pantera.
It growled like a wild animal. It was amazing.
It was. It looks like it's the so base. Good.
It seriously. It like did the like they did the intro for the Batmobile.
Yeah.
And it goes, and he's like he revs a little bit and he goes.
Sarah's so not good. Doing it quite.
I figured. Yeah. But like if I try to ever replicate something, it never sounds as good as the original.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
But. It's super gritty, a lot of comic book references.
Tons
of comic book references.
We were also talking to, if you guys are longtime listeners, you'll remember Gabby from way back when, from our first season. We were talking to her about it this morning, and the part that she enjoyed the most is that it wasn't just like, all right, copy and paste Gotham onto New York City. Yes, it's based on New York City, but it's not supposed to be New York City. And she said that, like, as she was viewing it, the way that she perceived it through this movie, it was very much more representative of what Gotham should be.
Yeah, it was like Gotham's Arkham City, the game where the layout is
very similar.
Very, very similar. Which I didn't notice because, you know, I'm paying attention to the other parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was a great observation. The mask for me was a little meh, but the rest of the suit was fucking fantastic. Dude, it was
so cool. Okay, so he had the Batarang was a piece in his chest plate that he, like, pushed it to release it and could do whatever he needed to, and then he clicked it back in.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh my god, it was
Robert
beautiful.
Pattinson was a fantastic Batman. Fantastic Batman.
And we were all worried job. When they first advertised, they were like, Robert Pattinson's gonna be the Batman, and we all went, god damn it, what are you doing?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. No. I hands down favorite Batman.
All right.
Yeah, like I know this is gonna be a bold statement. Heath Ledger's Joker. Everybody loved his performance. This good for Batman.
Oh, dude, could you imagine if the two of them had
played?
If they had been paired together for, oh my God.
Oh my God, it would be brutal.
It would have been explosive.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We just need to resurrect Heath Ledger and we're good.
I mean, yes.
I would have done that without the sake of a Batman movie.
You're right. I would have too. I loved him in A Knight's Tale. That's originally where I saw him.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
So good. It's called Alarms. Hello.
And if anybody has anything bad to say about it, you can shove it.
Yeah. No,
I'm okay with
Remember
opinions. I'm okay with people not liking it.
But
I
love this movie. Now you can fuck all the way off.
Yeah. Robert Pattinson, hands down, one of my favorites. And all you guys that are out there that are like, well, Commissioner Gordon, you know, no, I don't care. He did a great job too. I am completely convinced with all 90% of the cast is fantastic. The only cast scripting I have a gripe about is who plays Carmine Falcone. I forget his name. But the Carmine Falcone for Gotham would have been a perfect pick. I forget both actors' names.
So.
But Colin Farrell played a great Penguin. And you're like, wait, what? Colin Farrell played Penguin?
Carmine Falcone in this most recent movie was John Turturro.
And the one
from Gotham was John Doman.
Fantastic. I think John Doman did a great job. It feels like he commands more respect just in the show, you know?
Yeah.
People are fucking really afraid of this guy, it seems. Yes.
Stupid joke.
they're smash or pass. they're definitely way more afraid. The acting around the character is way more realistic, whereas
I feel like though when with Tortura, he didn't have a whole lot of cross section with other characters. Like no. The only person you saw him directly interact with was Kyle. So what's her name? Kyle.
Selena Kyle.
Selena Kyle.
And she fantastic.
She was good.
She was great. I loved her character.
She
like
was fiery.
Very good. Very good Catwoman. Wow. Yes.
Dude, her nails were intense.
Yes. Yeah. She did a great job. There's some gadgets in there that I found made, you know, that extra step of Batman just a little bit more, you know. Yeah. Like,
so here's the point that was brought up to me is that the Batmobile was in its early days, wasn't totally overdeveloped, was like just no, was no.
Didn't have a car with a couple extras. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But he had a contact with a microphone in it and a camera. And could record audio and visual from the contact in his eye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about the Batmobile, and I was like, but it's like the beginning of Batman. Like, he doesn't have a whole lot of shit yet.
He was
right?
using the motorcycle more than the Batmobile, though.
Yeah.
Too. So we could right. technically
but then the
take
counterpoint
this.
Was that, all right, the Batmobile wasn't all tricked out, but like he had a contact lens that could do some real shit. So like, what? Where's the, like, what is the point of the contact lenses? Is that to show that he was already in?
I think it was more the fact that he mentioned, you can see that he writes in a diary to focus his mind. And because he says at some point, some of the nights are starting to become a blur. And, you know, I'm getting bits and pieces, and he's talking about putting his, while he's doing that, he's putting his contact lens on the recorder.
Okay.
So I think that was more developed towards him specifically to, like, give him that extra work in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, that's a spoiler. Sorry.
What the hell, man?
What, the contact lens?
What the hell, bro? Yeah.
But,
is that much of a spoiler?
No, I think the Batarang in the suit was a bigger spoiler.
Yeah.
It was way less accentuated, but it was so cool.
Is that just because he could put it back?
Yeah. He goes, click, and then it's all the one suit again, and I'm like, whoa!
Yeah. And the suit can take a fucking beating.
Yeah.
Too.
Dude, how many times he got shot in this movie? And he was still standing because his suit was just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actual literal tank armor.
Yeah. This. Definitely one of my favorites, though.
I wonder if it comes a little bit from like people expect a little razzmatazz, pizzazz, you know, from the gadgets. Like you couldn't have it be too new.
No. Yeah. And like I think that's something. My gripe about the Dark Knight series. You know, he's super experienced as soon as he comes back to Gotham. No, dude, you were just in a ninja camp in the middle of fucking nowhere. And you're telling me, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick up all these gadgets and know how to fucking use everything to the T's.
Yeah.
You know, no, fuck you. So, I really enjoyed it. I think it's a watch that everybody needs to see. And if you think that you're not going to waste the time, if you got HBO Max, it's on there for free. So
there you go.
Watch it.
Well, for the cost of HBO Max anyways.
Well, yeah. But I mean.
I think they got a little bit of a special thing. It's 140 something for a year, which is a little high, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They got some pretty decent stuff on there.
They got some really good
still
stuff.
Still cheaper than what? $20 a month for Netflix at the moment? Is that what that is?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you... We need to edit that. That was your outside voice.
That was my outside voice?
Yeah, it was.
I was speaking too loud?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So,
okay, we don't pay for Netflix.
I used to... So originally it was actually through T-Mobile when I paid for that.
Yeah.
And then I got off that because I was paying $180 a month. I don't know. If, yeah.
A month?
A month. But it was
phone service.
It used to be also my internet. So yeah. That's why I didn't mind paying that much. But then once we finally got Spectrum at our house,
You didn't need it.
I know people bash on Spectrum. I get it. It does have problems. But goddamn, is it so much better than just using my phone.
Yeah, used in a hot spot.
Yeah. I will say that was perfect. Like, for what it was, I did not complain about my phone service. It was a little annoying here and there. But, like, I could take it anywhere. Like, I got the Mophi router. I was able to plug in the SIM card. I could take it anywhere. Like, if I want to go on vacation, I just took the router with me. Any internet anywhere.
Yeah.
Be in the car. Internet. Didn't matter. It was great. Yeah. Fucking loved it. But, yeah. Sorry. A little off tangent. A little off topic.
Squirrel.
So, we have Pogo Fest or Pokemon Go Fest this June 4th and 5th. I'm hoping that I haven't looked into much details about what Pokemon will be spotlighted throughout the fourth day. The first day, June 4th. And I have not looked and seen what Pokemon will be spotlighted for the raids.
Please hold.
Oh, it's the weekend right before.
So. Oh, the weekend before you go.
Works out perfectly.
I am super excited. Kind of getting on to the topic of when it comes to Pokemon Go, if you don't like Pokemon Go, you should try it out. But
so
I love it for the events, but I can't play every day. Or then, just getting on every time.
This is from Inverse.com. The mythical Pokemon Shaymin will be appearing during this year's PokeFest.
Oh, okay. Shame.
Sorry. Just his name Shaymin, right?
Shaymin.
Yep. So it is Saturday, June 4th to Sunday, June 5th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time each day. Yep. So just like wherever you are, start at 10 a.m. So first day is going to be kind of like similar to what has been in the past, the rotating habitats. City, plains, rainforest, and tundra.
Oh.
And you get to catch different Pokemon during the day corresponding to those four habitats.
Now, I did see a picture on...
You can get tickets to get you higher spawns and more challenges throughout the day. Like, you can get, like, the extra research tasks or whatever.
Yep.
By buying the ticket.
On Pokeballs.
Yep.
I didn't mean to not talk in the mic there, but...
Would you like to know some of the...
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
No, we don't want to know more information.
Okay, so for City Habitat, you've got Magnemite, Alolan Grimer, Hitmonchan, Baltoy, Trash Cloak Burmy. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's the pink one. Burmy.
Oh, okay. Piedove, Trubbish, Gothita, Litten, Bronzer, which is rare, and Golett, which is rare. And if you have the ticket, you get Galarian Weezing, a whole bunch of unknowns, and Clink.
The unknowns. Actually, I'm most of the ticketed
stuff is unknowns. Like, if you get the ticket, the extras you get are all the unknowns.
I'm okay with that.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch
Plains, Girafarig, Larvitar, Numel, Litleo, Dunsparce, Plainsy feeling things. Rainforest. Ooh, that's an interesting mix. Mudkip, Seadot, Shroomish, Slakoth, Turtwig, Chimchar, Venipede, Carablast, Rowlet, and Binnacle and Skelp, which are both rare.
Damn it. I saw a picture of Tropius, and I was kind of hoping it would be in the jungle one.
The tundra is going to have Ammonite. And I might finally be able to catch the one Ammonite I need to finish the freaking Let's Go Meltan task. It's been sitting on my register.
I got
for like literally 6 months. I got some
old ones.
I have, and it's all only catch recent challenges, ones.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only have recent ones. I've been very diligent. I'm a level 42 now, so I'm kind of happy about that. No level 50 Pokemon yet. But continuing on, Sarah.
So that's the first day. You'd rotate through all of the habitats. And then on the probably second day, June 5th, Well, it's, what is it? It's 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
So they'll probably do an hour of each and then repeat it.
Yeah.
Like
they have.
Like they did last year, yeah.
Other ones and stuff.
So for the second day, June 5th, which is Sunday, all trainers will be invited to participate in the Global Challenge Arena. And then specifically the details that we do have is that a certain Pokemon, quote unquote, will be making its Pokemon Go debut in 5-star raids. We're pretty sure it's Shaymin, but Niantic is not saying for sure yet. Short special research on that Sunday. And all the Pokemon from the first day will still appear on Sunday, but just less frequently because you're not rotating through.
Right. They'll just all be there. It won't just be like...
Yep. And then if you have a ticket, you'll get a second special research story. All Pokemon attracted to incense will still be attracted to it on Sunday.
Okay.
And then you get more Team Go Rocket balloons and twice as many mysterious components from defeating the grunts.
Oh, so is not a raid day, huh?
Apparently not.
Oh. Huh.
The only raid... So last year they went wild on the raids because they did all of the legendaries. Because it was the 5th anniversary and they had to make it big. Like, bigger than big.
So, okay. A little, past knowledge for everybody. Today was Mega Day. And they released a new Mega. Kangaskhan. Mega Kangaskhan. And I... pissed off Sarah very badly because my first Mega Kangaskhan that I caught, which becomes a regular Kangaskhan, was a shiny 3-star.
Here's how I'm going to get him back. Very nice. Are you ready for this? Here's how I'm going to get him back.
Okay.
Shiny's appearing in the game for Poco Fest 2022. Shiny Shroomish, Numel, Karrablast, Shelmet, and Axew.
Oh.
I want a shiny Axew. I don't even care what it looks like. I want one so badly.
Oh, and I got another shiny today as well. I got 2 shinies today, and I wasn't even really trying to shiny hunt. I got a Alolan.
What was it?
Marowak. Shiny Alolan.
Oh, yeah. It was the shiny Alolan. Oh, my God. It looks so cool. I was so mad.
Its body's purple instead of black.
And I love Marowak. Cubone is one of my favorite Pokemon. And then he gets a shiny freaking Marowak. I'm like, oh. All the good ones, dude. I get it. So like, cool. I got like a shiny Whismur or something, and it's just purple. And I don't like Whismur to begin with because it looks dumb.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
So, just a quick thing about Pokemon Go. There are things that could help you out. Physically, IRL, if you will, there's auto catchers out there. Are they technically considered cheating? Yes, they are not a Niantic approved product. Does the game know the difference? No.
No, the game has no idea.
The game has no idea. Because it would be too hard to put into coding and then probably drag your phone right to the ground. Not like the game already drains battery like a motherfucker. So for those people that are okay with this, there are certain products out there. A lot of them are on Amazon. I've had one. One of them is called the Gotcha Evolve, and I know me and Connor had it. It's an auto catcher, an auto spinner. It's a fantastic. I'm probably going to buy another one because it worked so well.
I would say it's more of cheating if it just did everything in one fell swoop.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes a while. Like you see, especially if you have the game loaded up, you see the little symbol. It takes a second. It finishes whatever it's doing, and then it moves on to the next one. And
yeah.
It takes a while to go through
You have to sit.
Yeah, you have
you
to
have
sit.
You have to sit.
Yeah.
You have to sit there
and try to catch or try to spin. Yeah. I love it for the stops, because sometimes it doesn't want to spin, and this thing automatically does the spin.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about it, because I don't know why, but sometimes it glitches out. It doesn't want me to spin the stop.
Yeah.
And instead of missing it, I love that this just guarantees I got it.
The other
you can
part
also
about
pick
that,
the priority, right? Of like if you wanted to spin first, rather catch Pokemon
no,
first.
No, it's catch Pokemon first, then spin.
Oh.
You can change it so you it'll can stop them from catching Pokemon.
And then it just spins.
It will just yeah. spin, yeah.
Or vice versa. Just catch.
Yeah, okay, so just
that's
what
and that's yeah. definitely on your Pokemon Go app. You can do that. There's obviously Niantic has their own. There's the Pokemon Go Plus, which is the watch, and it's not really a watch. It's just a button on a string, essentially.
Strap it to your arm. Yeah. Play Pokemon Go on a tiny circular screen instead of your phone screen.
No, not even
it doesn't
a
even
screen.
Have a screen. It's literally just a button, and it will vibrate when it's ready to hit for you to hit it to try to catch and or spin the stop.
That's ridiculous.
That's why we liked the auto ones. It literally just stopped it so you didn't have to hit a button. That's all
right.
It's doing.
And I could change it so it didn't vibrate or light up. Yeah. This, you don't have a choice. It vibrates and lights up no matter what.
And then does the thing.
And then does the thing when you
click
it.
I wonder how many schools banned them because they were a distraction in class.
The watches?
Yeah, because you couldn't like turn them down
or anything. They don't. If you look. How many stops do you see at schools and stuff?
Fair.
You don't.
Yeah, fair.
So that's one of the things. However, churches are loaded.
God.
Our church, I mean, one of the churches we go to has two stops right at it, and then there's church with two stops right down the road, and then there's another one with two stops. I've seen a church with four fucking stops.
It's only in...
And a gym.
Well, churches always have gyms, don't they?
No.
Because there's a church down the road from dance class that has just a gym and no stops.
Well, the gym is a stop.
Well, the gym is the stop, but there's no, like, there's no, like, Coca stop outside of the gym.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so... there. Yeah. I know my ass is going to... the Rochester Museum Art Gallery for those 2 days because that's going to be a fantastic spot to be catching and going to gyms and stuff like that.
You walk up and down the street and you have all that you need. Yeah. Like that literally like 3-block radius right there. That's everything you could possibly want.
Is that where you guys went for raid day last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was so good. We went to Maru for lunch. Had some really good ramen.
Yeah.
And fantastic just, I caught plan. So many legendaries. I was still fairly new. Like, I was under a year playing Pogo at that point. And I really didn't have any legendaries. I think I had, like, 2. And now from that fest, I have so many. Because they just were, like, it was so it was so raid heavy on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I did. I missed out on all the shinies on Saturday, though.
Yeah, you couldn't go into the gym without it almost being full after you, like, joined it.
Yeah. Oh, we barely had to send invites for raids because you would hop into a gym and there would be 4 other people standing around and they would be just hopping in about when you were. You could like look around and see all of the people just mobbed at the mag and you could be like, hey, are you in this raid? You need somebody? You're like, better hurry, it's gonna pack out soon.
Hey, you want to be friends? Yeah,
Especially for the different missions.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I walked up to a total stranger and I said, "Hey, I have a challenge that I need to make a friend," and they're like, "Yeah, bet, let's do it."
So. I've never had anybody tell me no.
No, yeah.
If anybody has asked, I've never had anybody say like, "Nah, I can't."
I mean, I'd probably tell you no if I knew you weren't going to be on all the time, type of thing.
No, you're going to tell me yeah every time.
You want to know why?
Want to be my friend, Andy?
We are friends. I have over 200 friends right now.
And? Can't even send that many gifts.
No, you can't send that many gifts. And I hit my daily... So it's in alphabetical order, usually, by opening gifts. If you hit the gifts button and you can open the gifts that people have sent you, it goes into alphabetical order and then you can open them. I hit the letter K today and got my max. I built out my limit for opening. So in about 1 hour and 15 minutes, I'll probably go through and open another 20, which those people that I open those gifts have also sent me new gifts.
That's how that works. It's
gonna be a pain in the ass.
It's your fault for having so many friends, man.
Oh, yeah, and then I burned up all my freaking gifts I don't have anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that much and or if any.
So, for all yous out there, it's getting late on our end, and we're getting close to the
end.
It's
like midday.
Yeah, for you.
Shut the fuck up. Remember, guys, go to RageGameNetwork.com. We got t-shirts. We got everything on there. You can join our social medias. We also have Discord.
Be on the Discord.
I was kindly reminded to make the women's t-shirts.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Kindly
reminded.
Thank God for Kitty.
Yeah, you gotta get on those sometime.
I think I can't remember if she said it right away when I got on the phone or on Discord with her, or if it was like randomly. She was just like, "So where's my Rage Game Network shirt?" I was like, "Oh,
you remind me." She's like, yeah. She was like, "Excuse me, sir.
I have an idea for you."
Well,
and we'll talk about it after the podcast. I know I say this all the time. We'll talk about it after the podcast, and we never do. But I will this time.
He's gonna forget.
Yes, I will. So go to our website, RageGameNetwork.com. Also, listen to our new podcast that is underneath the Rage Game Network. It's Pretty Boy Podcast, and it's with our very own Pretty Boy, Chris. He's back, baby!
Pretty Boy.
If you haven't been listening recently and you just skipped to this for some fucked up reason, or this is your first time listening...
Well, hello.
Chris definitely goes over more news-style stuff. I mean, we did a lot of news / actually a good amount of gaming. And I thought we were going to not do any more D&D podcast stuff because the last episode only got 3 listens up until last week, and then it just freaking exploded.
Hey, even the second, so, man. They can't get on it all the time.
Either way, jump on the Discord. Let us know. Do you like D&D things? Do you not like D&D things? Would you prefer us to talk about movies instead? And we'll just talk about Batman all the time. It'll be great.
Yeah. Just Batman all day, the time. Every day.
I know, so, you'd be happy
on
with that.
On that note, come back next week because Ben and Chris are coming back. We're going to talk about Ben's Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
Is that what he's doing this weekend?
He said he was there this past weekend.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to record Tuesday. I don't know if you can make it or not.
I'm working, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then we'll air the episode for Mother's Day. All you guys out there, yes, it's Mother's Day this week coming up, so get your shit ready to go.
Go buy some flowers.
All right.
Love you, Mom. Since I'm not going to be on the episode for next week.
Yeah. All right. Remember, if you rage it, we game it.
Peace.
Bye.
See ya.